Sealer and Scarlet, fantastic, and No Memory Tonight. I'd forgotten all about that song. No Memory Tonight for Tracy on Feel Good Friday. It's 8:15, the Full English Breakfast Show. Astronomers have worked out when the first stars began shining. That's clever, isn't it? They say this period, known as the cosmic dawn, occurred between 250 to 300 million years after the Big Bang. And the results indicate the first galaxies will be bright enough to be seen by NASA's James Webb Space Telescope, which is set to be launched later this year. The study is published in the monthly Notices of the Royal Astronomical Society. Discovering when the cosmic dawn began has been the life's work of Professor Richard Ellis from University College London, UK. He said the Holy Grail has been to look back far enough that you would have been able to see the very first generation of stars and galaxies. And now we have the first convincing evidence of when the universe was first bathed in starlight. The team analysed six of the most distant galaxies. They were so far away that even with the world's most powerful telescopes, they appeared to be just a few pixels on the computer screen. And they're also among the earliest to have emerged in the universe. And so, by the time their images are captured by telescopes on Earth, they are seen not long after the Big Bang. Well, just 250 to 350 million years afterwards. That's not long in cosmic timeframes. By working out their age, the team calculated the stars of the cosmic dawn, when the first stars formed, and Dr. Nicholas Laporte from the Calvi Institute of Astronomy in Cambridge led the analysis and said this is fantastic and a really great development.
Very impressive.
Might have to get a telescope. Mm. It won't be as big as the James Webb Space Telescope, unfortunately. 8:17, the Full English Breakfast Show. With Billy Joel for Rachel, and We Didn't Start the Fire.
The Press Review is brought to you by BMW Côte d'Azur.
The i newspaper says England's test and trace system is still failing to curb COVID effectively as money is wasted on idle staff, tests are not returned, and self-isolation rules are broken, according to a UK watchdog.
In this morning's Libération, with less than 10,000 COVID patients hospitalised, most hospitals in France have now resumed normal activity, and particularly in surgical departments, which were halted during the pandemic.
And the Toronto Star reports on the 215 unmarked graves that were discovered at a former Indian residential school in Kamloops, and the successive discovery of 751 bodies lying unmarked at graves of the size of a former Maryville residential school in southeastern Saskatchewan. The Toronto Star in its editorial says that the story is not over and more bodies are certain to be found.
The Press Review, brought to you by BMW, Nice Premium Motors, Bayonne Avenue Cannes and BMW Store Monaco. Boost your business with the Business Drive BMW range. Find all the BMW Business Drive offers at your car dealer.
Pop quiz.
Certainly is, all to do with the theme, memories and remembering. I'll give you the lyrics and you have to tell me the song, and if you can, the artist. The sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Memories are made of this.
By
Dean Martin.
Yeah. Released in
1956.
55.
Oh, it's only a year out.
Yeah, no.
I wasn't even born. I wasn't even a glimmer in my father's eye at that point.
Question number two. Following lyrics. Remembering the first time we made love.
Simply
I was
Red.
Just recalling. Yeah. Simply Red, correct. Remembering the first time is the title of the song. And the year it was released.
86.
No.
7.
95.
What was that
yes,
late?
It was that late.
It was the second burst. That's from the album that had stars on it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And finally.
Actually, I remember, sorry, can I just say about stars? I remember we had to go up to a record shop in Beau Soleil to buy
stars.
Is
that the only place you could get it?
Well, we didn't have it, obviously, because it's the days before MP3s and the rest of it. So the only way we could guess it was by actually going out and buying it on the morning it was released in France. And then somebody brought it back to the studio and we played it. I remember it had a blue cover.
Very nice. Finally.
Yes.
Following lyrics are from which song? We never talked about it, but I hear the blame was mine. I'd have called you up to say I'm sorry, but I wouldn't want to waste your time. Because I love you, but I can't take any more. There's a look I can't describe in your eyes. If we could try like we tried before, would you keep on telling me those lies?
I'm not going to waste your time by even having a go at that. It sounds familiar, but I can't think
of what
it is.
I say Phil Collins.
Oh.
1990.
Somebody... did On the Way to Heaven.
No.
I'm sorry.
Do you remember? Obviously not.
No, well, no shame in that, is there?
2 out of 3, not bad.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Hi.
Good morning.
You okay today?
Yeah, of course I am. Friday's amongst us, best day of the week.
Getting in quick this week. Do you find yourself visiting your local Poundland at all?
I can't say I do, to be honest with you. Although Poundland were open, I think, during the course of the pandemic on the basis that they sell essential goods, particularly food, of course.
Which what kind of your, food do they sell?
Toffee-fee, £1. Mars bars, £1. Yeah. I don't know what else. I have no idea.
Well, they've done quite well. Turnover across the business, €2 billion in the past 6 months.
Very nice, very yeah. nice too. Good but profits.
Shouldn't the CMA be having a look at it? Because they've revealed that 10% of their products are no longer priced at £1.
Oh.
They go from 50p up to £10.
I'm not sure that's the Competition and Markets Authority's provision.
You know, Trade Descriptions Act, isn't yeah, it? Little Johnny maybe. Goes in, clutching his pound coin, finds a plastic replica Millennium Falcon Star Wars fighter priced at £9. He hasn't got enough to pay for it. He wants to see the manager.
Lots of disappointment there. Are you speaking from personal experience here?
No.
Do you have Euro stores? Do you have Euro stores in
France? I don't
think
we do. Do we have anything like that, Sarah? I don't think we do. Do we?
No.
Nothing tacky like that.
No.
South of France,
especially not in the JLP.
Nothing like that in Monaco.
No, absolutely not. No. Maybe Poundland should open a shop in Monaco.
£500 store.
I'm sure they do a roaring trade. Anyway, let's move on to the markets. Better day on Wall Street yesterday as President Biden unveiled his latest infrastructure bill.
Yeah, US equities climbing to all-time highs. The president announcing that bipartisan deal. Cyclicals outperformed financials, energy, industrials leading the gains in the S&P 500. Caterpillar, the world's largest maker of mining construction equipment, shares jumping there on the back of the announcement. Sentiment also helped by economic data. Applications for US state unemployment insurance fell slightly last week. Orders for durable goods rose in May at the fastest pace since January. S&P 500, Nasdaq up around about 0.6%. 10-year Treasury yield held steady at 1.49%. Dollar slightly weaker, only down by 0.2%. The risk-on environment saw investors moving out of gold. Gold down by 0.5%. $1,774 an ounce this morning, but that wave of positivity that we saw on Wall Street filtering through to the open on the European bourses this morning. We're currently calling the FTSE up 8 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 18 points. CAC 40 in Paris up 11 points.
Yes, Mr. Biden thinks he's got a deal, but has he?
Well, these things are always difficult. The bipartisan element is seen as important, significant infrastructure bill. Depends which one you look at and how long, but the first one, $579 billion aimed at boosting productivity and improving growth prospects. Legislation is expected to move through Congress alongside separate Democrats-only bill, of course, that would spend trillions more on human infrastructure. The infrastructure bill would finance a range of programs, including the largest investment in public transit in the US history. It includes repairs to roads and bridges, network of 500,000 charging stations for electric vehicles, the elimination of lead service lines for water systems, expansion of broadband, and the development of resistant power lines. I don't know what they've got in place at the moment, but that all sounds quite good. Cost of the expenditures would be offset by a variety of revenue-raising provisions, including stronger enforcement of tax collection from the wealthy and sales from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Enter pantomime villain Mitch McConnell, who doesn't like it. And if it clears the Senate, that's a big question, really, isn't it?
Seen as expensive and not focused is these broad plans by Republicans. They're concerned about how it's going to be paid for at a time, of course, when deficits are rising dramatically and set to continue to do so over the course of the next few years. Debt to GDP rates in the US above 100% for the first time since the post-war era, or just after the post-war era, actually. So markets will be watching that closely to see how it plays out. The question is, of course, is this investment worth it? Will it be efficient? They invest this money and it allows the US economy to reshape itself to meet the challenges of the modern world and, of course, to meet things like climate change and environmental standards, then that will be seen as a positive investment long term. So its efficiency of how this money is distributed will become incredibly important.
Foreign exchange, there's a lot of eyes on the US inflation data today.
Yeah, markets will be watching that. In some ways, that debate has already been playing out, of course, with the Federal Reserve. We saw that significant print of CPI for May at 5% today. We get the PCE figures, which is the Fed's preferred measure, expected to be elevated and continue to rise over the course of the next few months, but then start to ease down as you look through 2022 to a more digestible 2% level. So the Fed will probably still be arguing around this transitory message that has been driven by a series of one-off factors, including base effects, higher energy prices, and supply bottlenecks. So I think markets will actually take this one in its stride, it has to be said, given what we've heard from the Fed over the course of the past couple of weeks. On the June statement, you remember, Federal Reserve pointed to more ingrained inflationary pressures, perhaps, and a quickening pace of tapering. Over the last week, we've heard testimony from Jerome Powell saying that he still believes it's going to be temporary, and New York Fed President Williams saying, perhaps more importantly, the interest rate hikes are still some way off. So it's been a somewhat of a calming measure around the threat of inflation during the course of this week. What does that mean? I think they'll take the inflation figures in their stride, markets today.
Foreign exchanges.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.39 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.19. Can you get €1.165 for your British pound this morning?
Gets the curly whirly from Poundland when you're passing, will you?
Is that your favourite? Do you like those?
I love it. My teeth's done.
They are quite good curly whirlies, actually, aren't they?
Well, I haven't had one for years. I'll take your word for it.
I'm going to go and get you one.
Have a nice weekend.
Enjoy your weekend, guys.
Talk to you Monday. Hank Potts and Barclays.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyster has the top stories across the Riviera.
As concerns grow about the COVID Delta variant, the German Chancellor has called for all EU countries to follow their guidelines and impose quarantine on visitors from the UK. France's current policy of allowing fully vaccinated UK travellers to visit without an essential reason is in line with EU guidelines, but there are now concerns over the Delta variant. Speaking on Thursday, French Prime Minister Jean Castex announced a seven-day action plan to fight the Delta coronavirus variant in the Landes department in southwestern France. The government said that the variant accounts for 70% of new cases in the region. On a visit to the region with Health Minister Olivier Véran, the Prime Minister said that the number of vaccines available in the department would be increased from 40 to 60,000 doses in the next 7 days, and that testing will be increased. In other news, ahead of the second round of the regional elections in France, which will take place on Sunday, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has shown his support for Republican Renaud Muselier, expressing his concerns for the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region. All eyes are on the region this weekend as the far-right national rally go head-to-head with the Republicans. Details of a new deal concerning driving licences for UK citizens in France have been revealed. On Thursday, the British government reported that the deal for those living in France with UK licences would not involve having to take a French driving test. For full details, go to rivieradio.mc. Meanwhile, the deadline to apply for the French residency card has been extended to 3 months. Britons will now have until the 30th of September to apply for their card, with the website remaining open. All British adults who were living in France by December the 31st last year must apply for one of the cards in order to secure their legal right to live and work in France, unless they have an EU, EEA or Swiss dual nationality. The Monaco government has announced that the beaches of the principality will be non-smoking during the summer period from this Saturday to Thursday, September the 30th. The measures include the Larvotto Beach, which will soon be reopened to the public. They apply to both tobacco and electronic cigarettes. Certain areas defined by signs will, however, be reserved for smokers, as smoking is still allowed on the terraces of restaurants and bars. Meanwhile, the mayor of Ramatuelle in the Var has introduced donkeys on the beaches of Pamplonne to help remove rubbish. As part of a trial run, donkeys have been deployed along the famous beaches near Saint-Tropez to pick up everyday waste. And finally, moored in Monaco, the super yacht Lady Mora has been bought by a Mexican billionaire. The legendary yacht, moored in Port Hercule since April, was built in 1990.
The Euro 2020, brought to you by West Nautical, the experts in superyacht charter sales and management. Make your yachting experience the best it can be by contacting our multi-language experts today on 3348902 7211 or email info@westnautical.com.
The England midfielder Jordan Henderson says that facing Germany in the last 16 of the tournament will be a special game and is an exciting prospect. England hosts the three-time European champions in front of around 40,000 spectators at Wembley next Tuesday. The match will evoke memories of the Euro 96 semi-final, which Germany won on penalties. How could we forget? Henderson says it will be a tough test and England need to stay focused. Hope the England players aren't going to bed and sort of dreaming about missing penalties. The business end of the tournament starts tomorrow with the first two round of 16 games. Wales play Denmark in Amsterdam at 6 p.m. tomorrow. You think Denmark are going to win?
Yes.
I'm going for Wales. And then it's Italy against Austria at Wembley at 9 p.m. Sorry, Austrians, but it has to be Italy as far as I'm concerned. Here's more from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, this is Joe Parsons at the BBC Sports Centre. The knockout stages of Euro 2020 get underway on Saturday with a number of Premier League players facing each other in the round of 16. Defending champions Portugal take on the world number one side Belgium. That pits Manchester City teammates Ruben Dias and Kevin De Bruyne against each other. And England will face their old rivals Germany at Wembley. Despite having the Chelsea trio of Kai Havertz, Antonio Rudiger and Timo Werner, the Germans were heading for an early exit from Euro 2020 before a late equaliser against Hungary. While Joachim Löw's side have won only five of their last 12 competitive games, the England midfielder, Jordan Henderson, isn't taking anything for granted.
I look at the players, they've got quality all over the pitch. It's going to be a very tough test. In games like this, it's not necessarily about form, it's about whoever's better on the night and whoever puts the better performance in is going to have more chance of winning, and we need to make sure that we're 100% ready, and I'm sure we will be.
England haven't conceded a goal yet in the competition. Much of that is down to their defensive setup and players like Leeds' Calvin Phillips, who's featured in all three matches so far. So how does it compare to his role in an all-attacking Leeds side?
I think for me, in my position, I'm a defensive player anyway, so, you know, the more things I do are going to be more defensive than, you know, attacking. And I think obviously in the Croatia game, you know, I got an assist, so everyone was thinking that I'm going to be, you know, number eight, I'm going to be getting assists, you know, every game, but that's not really what I do. I'm winning the ball back and giving the ball to, you know, the better players.
And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
Formula One first practice for the Styrian Grand Prix at the Red Bull Ring in Austria takes place at 11:30 this morning. Max Verstappen leads Lewis Hamilton by 12 points heading into the weekend and will be looking to press home his advantage at the team's home Grand Prix. Meanwhile, Lewis Hamilton says he started negotiations with Mercedes over a new contract to stay with the team beyond this season. The seven-time world champion only signed a one-year deal last winter, but says discussions are now underway for a new deal and things look positive. Qualifying at 3 p.m. tomorrow with the race at 3 p.m. on Sunday. Who's your money on?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Sitting on the fence?
Yes. I'm really don't know.
Going for Max again?
Yeah, you're going for Max again. You think he can do it second time?
I think Red Bull have got, you know, they've got their strategy right, and, you know, the Mercedes is probably a little bit faster overall, but yeah, I think Max is going to do it again. Cycling, the 2021 Tour de France starts in Brest tomorrow with the Slovenian duo of Tadej Pogačar and Primoz Roglic set to repeat their duel of last year, which saw Pogačar come out on top. The race will unfold over three grueling weeks, ending in Paris on the 18th of July. Geraint Thomas returns this year in search of his second title and in much better form. The Welshman won the Tour de Romandie in May and ended third overall in the Criterium du Dauphine. I'd like to do the Tour de France one year.
What, you mean actually take part? Or
well, no,
go
do it
as a
over
spectator?
About 3 months. And, you know, just only cycle on the flat bits, and when the hills come, get a bus up to the top. Cricket, England have beaten Sri Lanka by 5 wickets in the second T20 to win the series with a game to spare. Rain affected the match and England won on the Duckworth-Lewis method, with Sri Lanka making 111 for 7 from their 20 overs and the home side reaching an adjusted target of 108 for the loss of 5 wickets from 16.1 overs. And in tennis, the US Open champion Dominic Thiem has pulled out of Wimbledon with a wrist injury that he says will leave him sidelined for several weeks. The 27-year-old Austrian retired from a match on Tuesday after hurting his wrist while hitting a forearm. Doctors have advised rest for several weeks.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almeria Sea with the Bar, the general situation is high pressure, 1,022 millibars over Spain. Winds are variable, force 2 to 4, the sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint Jean Cap Ferrat, 1,016 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, clear skies, force 2 to 4, variable winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are westerly, force 3 to 5. The sea is slight to moderate, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,015 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, clear skies, force 2 to 4, variable winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat, the home closing specialist in Nice and Villefranche.
Clear skies today, light to moderate southwesterly winds, temperatures 26 to 30 degrees, overnight lows 19 to 21 degrees, with clear skies the weekend, clear skies, highs of 26 to 30 degrees.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat Nice and Villefranche, for 30 years specialising in home closures, windows, blinds, shutters, reinforced glazing and doors. Feel good at home. Visit servibat06.fr.
Finally,
a new study has suggested that it might be time to dump the hair dye if you can find a way to chill out. Going on holiday can reverse grey hair, as reducing stress sends hair colour or hair back to its natural colour. Researchers found significant results showing that stress causes grey hair and that reducing stress can even reverse it.
Well, quickly.
Yes. I don't know how quickly.
I can't see there are going to be many takers for that particular philosophy.
Well, going so, on holiday.
Yeah. I don't mind. I mean, you know, I've gone. You know, went years ago.
Well,
started in my 40s. Little grey bits at the front, and then it went. Ugh! But I think women care more about it than men, don't they?
Yes.
You haven't got a grey head on you.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.